Thanks, Bill. It sometimes seems like I've been working on ICAP since 1966, but I was actually born in 1966. So this talk is a joint work with almost everybody up here and some additional people in the audience. And the subject of this presentation is how we've used a mode experiment in order to adjust the reported scores so that, as has been mentioned, the survey can be administered in any of four modes to any patient population, and yet we'll still have scores that are comparable to other hospitals that can be used to compare to various national or regional benchmarks, that could be used to compare to a hospital's own past performance without being affected by these characteristics. I'm having trouble advancing this. Our specific goals in this exercise were to try to understand the effect of the mode of survey administration, to try to understand the effect of patient mix, and to try to understand how ways in which patients who do respond to the survey might differ from patients who don't on the ultimate scores that we get, and if necessary, adjust for each of these things. And this was all done on the basis of the HCAPS mode experiment, which took place in 2006. We started with 45 randomly sampled hospitals that participated, and these were all general acute care hospitals meeting the same definitions that Bill described earlier, but with the additional restriction for this purpose, they had to have at least 1,200 annual discharges, so they'd have enough cases for this experiment. We had a total of a little more than 27,000 participating patients in this, and within each of the 45 hospitals, we randomized patients in equal numbers to four different modes of survey administration, the modes that were described before. And for uniformity, they were all administered the survey by a single vendor. And the eligibility for this for the mode experiment was similar to the eligibility that was described earlier, but some of the more recent exclusions hadn't been added at this time. So we had English and Spanish speaking adults with non-psychiatric primary diagnoses, discharge alive, at least one overnight inpatient stay during the 4-month period that this was administered in 2006. The participants in this study were similar to those that Laura described as participating in the implementation. We had about 35% of the participants were male. The median age was between 55 and 64. We had about half came in through the medical service line, and about 12% through the maternity line, with the other 36% coming in through surgery, and about 39% of these patients were admitted through the ER. So I'm going to talk to you about three different things now: the patterns of response and non-response, what we've learned about patient mix, and then what we've learned about the effects of survey mode. The first thing that we saw was that the response rates varied fairly strongly by the mode. Among people who were eligible, we saw average response rates of over 40% in mixed mode, which had our highest response rates, and then it was nearly that high in male mode, and then it was substantially lower in the telephone-only mode and in the active IVR mode. And these patterns were consistent across hospitals within each of the hospitals when tended to see the same ordering of response rates. And when we looked at these are, and most of what falls will be looking at the effects of each of these adjustments on outcomes, and we'll be looking at the same 10 outcomes that Bill described before, the two overall ratings, the six composites that are constructed from 14 individual report items, and the two standalone report items on the physical environment of the hospital. The way that we modeled the effect of modes on the outcomes, we used linear regression with fixed effects for mode, for hospital identifiers, and for patient characteristics. And we, because the public reporting focuses on the percentage of most of responses in the most positive category. Here in this presentation, we focus on what we sometimes call these top box responses. And we found that the use of survey mode made a big difference in how patients responded. For the overall recommendation item, for five of the six composites, and for both of the standalone report items, in other words, for if you add that all up, for eight of the 10 reportable items, we found statistically significant effects of survey mode. The only cases where we didn't find that were communication with doctors and the 0 to 10 rating. And the patterns that we saw were fairly consistent. And it seemed to break down to, on the one hand, the male and mixed modes that tended to have relatively less positive evaluations. And on the other hand, the telephone only and the active IVR modes, which tended to have relatively more positive evaluations. And one way to, and then within each of those pairs, there were relatively few differences. One way to think about that is about two-thirds of all responses in the mixed mode, which, as you'll recall, is male with phone follow-up, were by male. So that mixed mode is really a predominantly, in practice, a male-oriented mode. And these effects were fairly large in size. They were between 0.4 and more than one hospital-level standard deviation, which means that in the absence of adjustments for survey mode, hospitals would be ranked by a fairly substantial amount. And something that was encouraging was that the size of these mode effects was fairly consistent from hospital to hospital, which is something that you'd like for adjustment purposes. We investigated patient mix analysis, and to do this, we started with a previous analysis that had been done in the early stages of this survey, with what is called the three-state pilot. And on the basis of that work, the recommendation was that we adjust for service line, for age, for education, for self-reported health status, for whether the primary language used at home was English. And also that we allow the effects of age to differ by service line. And so in this new work, we reevaluated all those potential patient mix adjusters plus two more, whether or not there was an admission through the emergency room and the time between the discharge and the survey completion. And we, in order to decide which of these variables should be retained in a model, we looked first of all at their importance at the individual level, and also the extent to which these variables varied from hospital to hospital. And we did this because for a variable to be important in adjusting hospitals, it has to both be predictive of people's individual scores and to vary across the hospitals. Something which doesn't have those two characteristics won't, in the end, be an important adjuster. And we found that all of these adjusters that we considered were relatively important, and so in the end, we adjust for all of them. But here I focused on the ones that were particularly important and then the ones that were next most important. The four, and these are all sort of in order, the most important adjuster was the tendency for patients who were in better overall health to be more positive in their evaluations. There's also a tendency for patients with less educational attainment to be more positive. There were differences across the three survey lines, the three service lines, with maternity patients being the most positive. There was an effect of age, with seniors being more positive, and then somewhat less important, but still fairly important, people who were admitted through the emergency room tended to be less positive, and people who responded early on tended to be more positive. And when you take all these things together, then the patient mix adjustments are of moderate importance. But they don't have as large of an effect as the mode adjustments. So we also wanted to look at the extent to which patients who did respond to the survey differed from those who didn't. And then if we could find evidence that there was a difference, we wanted to see if that in turn affected the scores. So we used logistic regression to model the probability that an eligible responded on the basis of things that we knew about them from administrative files. So what we did know was their age, their gender, their service line, whether they came in through the emergency room, and their discharge status. And after we had done this model, then we looked by correlating the hospital level residuals with the weights, we then looked as to whether there was any non-response bias that might be corrected by these weights. And the overall pattern that we found was that response rates increased from young adults through an age of about 65 to 79, and then after 79 they started curving back again, so that adults over 80 responded at about the same level as those who were 45 to 54. We found that females and those who were in the surgical line were more likely to respond than males and those in other lines. We also found that people who came in through the ER and people who were discharged with any status other than discharged healthy to home were less likely to respond. But even though we found some evidence that those who responded to the survey differed from those who didn't, it turns out that the patient mix adjustment seemed to adjust for all the differences in scores that it would have otherwise necessitated weighting. And so we have recommended against the use of non-response weighting, because it doesn't, even though there's some differences between respondents and non-respondents, it seems to be fully accounted for by patient mix adjustment. So our conclusions were first that because the hospital's choice of vendor or survey mode might be confounded with factors related to underlying quality, we couldn't have adjusted for survey mode in the absence of a randomized experiment. We needed this standalone experiment to get a clear sense of what survey mode really did to people's responses to these questions. Secondly, what we found was that the effect of survey mode was really substantial. And to help you visualize how big this could be, there are some questions for which somebody who was if you had two hospitals that were both at the 50th percentile truly in quality, one of them used mail, another one used telephone, then they might differ in their reported results by as much as 30 percentile points if you didn't do these kinds of adjustments. So that sort of magnitude of an effect makes this really critical. Thirdly, we recommend a patient mix model involving all of these characteristics that I describe, so that hospitals don't benefit or don't suffer an unfair disadvantage as a function of the specific patients they treat. And then finally, although we have some evidence that respondents differ from non-respondents, we find that the patient mix model that we describe removes whatever non-response bias that results, and so we don't feel that there's a need to do waiting for non-response. And you can contact, if you have questions about this talk, you can contact me, or you can also contact Liz Goldstein or Bill Lehrman, the CMS project officers. And I guess, should I just segue into the...